Good afternoon. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Start the program today with some standard transcriptions that Art Tatum did in 1939. Transcriptions with the idea of having them available for radio programs and not necessarily a record that you could go into a record store wherever you bought records at that time and find this. From 1939, solo piano by Art Tatum, Isom Jones' It Had to Be You, and Jimmy Van Heusen's Oh, You Crazy Moon. Art Tatum solo piano there. Art Tatum from Toledo, Ohio. And I think he did those in New York, although most of his life, his professional life, was in and around Los Angeles. 1939 for standard transcriptions, it had to be You. And Oh, You Crazy Moon, Art Tatum. This is The Art of Jazz, and you're listening to 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from you and now to a wonderful vocalist, Etta Jones, 1960 for Prestige, along playing records. Oh, You Crazy Moon, I mentioned, was written by Jimmy Van Heusen, and this composition that Miss Jones is going to sing for you was also written by him.
When somebody loves you, it's no good unless he loves you. To be near you when you need someone to cheer you. All the way. Taller than the tallest trees. That's how it's gotta feel. That's how deep it goes if it's real. When somebody needs you, it's no good unless he needs you. Unless he needs you. So if you let me live. for sure I'm gonna love you.
Something. Etta Jones, 1960 for Prestige Long Playing Records. And some very fine piano behind her in there by Richard Wyans. All the Way, written by Jimmy Van Heusen, lyric by Sammy Kahn, and they put that one together in 1957. Etta Jones singing it in 1960. Jimmy Johnson now, or James P. Johnson. He was known either way. The, sort of the father of this Harlem stride piano style. I'm not sure that that's the case, and I'm sure he wasn't advertising himself as that. There were Duke Ellington one time talked about all the piano players that used to show up at a place called Mexico's in New York City and hang out for piano players after hours, and they'd have cutting contests where have one tune and who can get up there and play it the best. And he named, oh, I don't know, 10 or a dozen, maybe, pianists I'd never heard of. And who's to say who started it? James P., though, we know, was the teacher of Fats Waller. He used to come over to the house all the time and play. Mrs. Johnson used to say, get home. Here's James P. Johnson, 1927, solo piano. First one by Perry Bradford, a wonderful early composer. This one's called All That I Had Is Gone. And James P.'s beautiful Snowy Morning Blues. James B. Johnson, solo piano. I have that on a Halcyon long playing record. And those were recorded in 1927. All That I Had Is Gone, written by Perry Bradford. And Johnson's beautiful snowy morning blues, James B. Johnson. Freddie Hubbard's up now with his trumpet, Oscar Peterson with the piano, Niels Henning Orsted Patterson on bass, and Martin Drew on the drums. The first is written by Victor Young, called Weaver of Dreams, and Oscar Peterson's own Tippin. trumpet there, Freddie Hubbard. Haven't played him in a while. Oscar Peterson at the piano, Joe Pass guitar, Niels Henning Orsted Pedersen on bass, and Martin Drew playing drums for you. Weaver of Dreams by Victor Young and Oscar Peterson's own Tippin. All of that done on Pablo Long Playing Records, Norman Grand's last label effort, thanks to him for all that he did. And in Los Angeles, 1982, Freddie Hubbard and Oscar Peterson with friends, Pablo, 1982. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons, and you're listening to 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. And support for KPLU comes from you and... Okay, let's go to Carmen McRae, 1955, Decca, long-playing record, early time for her. She's going to sing something by Billy Strayhorn, a beauty favorite of mine, of his, Something to Live For. And the composer, Billy Strayhorn, is at the piano, Wendell Marshall, on string bass. Then Irving Berlin's Supper Time. McRae plays the piano and sings, and Mundell Lowe joins her on guitar. Carmen McRae, 1955.
My life, an adventurous dream. Oh, what wouldn't I give for someone who'd take my life and make it seem gay as they say it ought to be. Why can't I have love like that brought to me? Seeking a clue to the one who will someday be my something. Thank you. Set the table, 'cause it's supper time. Somehow I'm not able, 'cause that man of mine ain't coming home no more. Kids will soon be yelling for their supper time. All I keep from telling that man of mine ain't coming home no more. All I keep explaining when they ask me where he's gone. All I keep from crying when I bring their supper on. How can I remind them to pray at their humble board? How can I be thankful when they start to thank the Lord, Lord, suppertime? Got to set the table, 'cause it's suppertime. Somehow I'm not able, 'cause that man of mine ain't coming home no more.
Miss Carmen McRae for you. A couple of them, beauties. Something to Live For, written by Billy Strayhorn. He played the piano by Andrade with Wendell Marshall on bass. And Irving Berlin's Supper Time. McRae on piano there. And Mundell Lowe on guitar. For Decca, Long Playing Records, 1955. Carmen McRae. And if you're looking for her, that's capital M-C, capital R-A-E. Carmen McRae. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. And support for KPLU comes from you and... Now to a big band. This is Kenny Clark, Francie Bolin Big Band. Kenny Clark, drummer, Francie Bolin, pianist, arranger, and composer. This band recorded in Cologne, 1967, and issued, at least the record I have, is on Pausa LP. Both compositions we're going to hear were written by Bolin and arranged by him for the band. The first is called New Box. It features soloists in this order. On trumpet, Benny Bailey. On baritone saxophone, Sahib Shahab. On alto saxophone, Derek Humble. On trombone, Ike Pearson. On tenor saxophones, Eddie Davis and Johnny Griffin.
Thank you.
The Kenny Clarke, Francie Bolan Big Band in Cologne, 1967 for Pausa, Long Playing Records, and a Bolan composition and arrangement called New Box. And like I've said many times, to approach this artistic endeavor of having X number of artists performing at the same time, doing what they do and not stepping in each other's way, it really is quite something. And accomplished beautifully there. Next is Bolan's Sax No End. And it's a feature for Eddie Davis, Lockjaw, and his tenor saxophone to begin things. It's interesting because it starts with the band and Davis soloing. And then goes into a saxophone section unison section, which is really something breathtaking, actually, when you think about it. I mean, all these saxophonists playing the same line and breathing at the same time and making it work is quite something. Sax No End, Francie Bolan, Kenny Clarke Big Band, 1967. Thank you. Kenny Clarke, Francie Boland, Big Band, Cologne, 1967 for Pausa Long Playing Records, and Sax No End by Francie Boland. A feature for Eddie Davis and his tenor saxophone and the saxophone section, as I said, in that marvelous, breathtaking unison passage. Was something. Kenny Clarke, Francie Boland, band put out, I don't know, 15, 20 records, something like that. They're out there. They're kind of tough to find. I don't know that they've been reproduced on CD. I hope they have for you. But like I mentioned last week, a lot of people have called me and said that they got the turntable out again and dusted off and are playing records. Why not? I contend that a really good shape LP or 78 is just really wonderful. It doesn't cut out all the sound and stuff. You're playing it on good equipment, it's much better than CD. At least that's my opinion. Here is Chris Connor.
I was a stranger in the city, out of town with the people I knew. I had a feeling of self-pity. What to do, what to do, what to do? The outlook was decidedly blue. And as I walked through the dreary streets alone, it turned out to be the luckiest day I've known. Foggy day in London town had me low, and had me down. With a line, the British Museum had lost all its charm. How long, I wondered, could this thing last? But the age of miracles hadn't passed, and suddenly I saw you right there, and in foggy London town, the sun was shining. Life has just begun. Jack has found his jail. Don't know what you've done, but I'm all athrill. How can words express your divine appeal. You can never guess all the love I feel. You made all the other boys seem blah. Just you alone fill me with awe. It's wonderful. It's marvelous that you could care for me. It's awful nice. It's paradise. What I love to see. You made my life so glamorous. You can't blame me for feeling amorous. Oh, it's wonderful, it's marvelous that you could care for me. It's four-leaf clover time. From now on, my heart is working overtime. Oh, it's wonderful. It's marvelous that you could care for. That you could care for. That you could care. For me.
Chris Connor on a Columbia long playing record from 1957. Two pieces by the Gershwins, the first from 1937, A Foggy Day, and the second from 1927. It's wonderful. Ralph Sharon on the piano. You may recognize that name and have seen him. He accompanied for years, maybe still does, Tony Bennett. And I've seen him on the tube a lot, and of course records and all that. Ralph Sharon on piano, on bass, Oscar Pettiford, and on drums, O.C. Johnson. Chris Connor singing A Foggy Day, and It's Wonderful, both from Atlantic Records and 1957. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons from 3 to 6. And this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. And support for KPLU comes from you. And I haven't done an on-the-job thing for quite a while. I was looking at my notebook. It's been several weeks. On the job simply means it's not just a recording studio. It's on the road somewhere. It's playing for a dance. It's a concert, whatever it might be. It might be a club and a broadcast. And in that case, this is what's going to happen here. Ellington's band in 1945 in New York City is announced by the announcer, by which I knew it was. This is the 400 restaurant. And we'll hear what it was like to do a job that Ellington did for 50 years, almost every night, making people happy, people dancing, applauding, listening. Here's On the Job, Duke Ellington.
Good afternoon, everybody, from coast to coast. Once again, it is the pleasure of the Blue Network to bring you that famous, world-famous music of Duke Ellington and his celebrated orchestra from the 400 restaurant on Fifth Avenue at 43rd Street in New York City. Well, we have another splendid program for you this afternoon, so let's get going there, Duke, with Johnny Hodges and his alto saxophone to play Mood to be Wooed. Thank you. That was Johnny Hodges with his alto saxophone, and the music, of course, is that of Duke Ellington and his great orchestra from the 400 Restaurant in New York City. Now here is Kay Davis with the lyric to the tune, If You Are But a Dream.
Break up.
Davis, and our friends, let's jump from romance to rhythm. A typical Ellington arrangement of a good old stomp tune, and this one is titled The Riff Staccato.
From New York City, at the 400 restaurant, a broadcast, a tape I have, sometime in 1945, as part of what I call on the job, that is the working of these artists, at a club, a concert, whatever it might be, a dance, Duke Ellington at the 400 restaurant, 1945, as announced. Gave the address and the whole thing, and who was playing. And correctly so. Duke Ellington did that kind of thing night after night after night. Somebody said he had an apartment in New York and he was there like 2-3 nights a year. May I help you? I live here. Oh, okay. All right. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU, NPR News and all that jazz. And support for KPLU comes from you and... one of the great jump bands, Albert Ammons and his Rhythm Kings in Chicago, 1936. Ammons, pianist, composer, and was of the style, I guess what you would say, is a great blues player and boogie-woogie style, which is basically a blues in a sense. His band played, I love the title, he wrote it, it's called Mile or Moe Bird Rag. Mile or Moe Bird Rag. And the second one is a little easier, Early Morning Blues. Ammons wrote both of them. Guy Kelly on trumpet, Dalbert Bright on clarinet and alto saxophone, Ammons at the piano, Ike Perkins on guitar, Israel Crosby out of Chicago playing string bass, and Jimmy Hoskins on the drums, Albert Ammons. Here's Ammons for Blue Note Records. When Blue Note Records started, Blue Note decided that they were going to record the pianist because Alfred Lion loved him, and he was the one that was putting the money in and all that stuff, and get these piano players. But later on, I mean, they did Thelonious Monk. I mean, it wasn't just early piano players, but experimental thing. Think of how many records Blue Note has done. But they started in 39, and Albert Ammons was one of the first. We will hear him in an original by him called Chicago in Mind. Thank you. for Blue Note Records at the very beginning of that prestigious record company, 1939, Albert Ammons, and a composition he calls Chicago in Mind. At the same date, I think it was May of 1939, Alfred Lion asked Meade Lux Lewis to come in. Now, I don't know whether they sat on the same piano bench. These were not lean fellows. A couple of nice pillows sitting side by side, piano forehands perhaps, or two different pianos. I haven't listened close enough to see if they're playing the same note. But here is Albert Ammons and Meade Lux Lewis, two wonderful pianists doing Twos and Fuse. Thank you. 78 Records, a piano duet, Albert Ammons and Mead Lux Lewis, sometime in May 1939. They call it Twos and Fuse. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and you're listening to 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. And support for KPLU comes from you and...
Woman, I love you like a queen, but I get along somehow. Right, I lay rolling, tumbling, lying all in my bed. My heart was hurting, I had an aching head. Well, me and my dog, we don't have no friends right now. Woman, I love you like a queen. Boy, but I'll get along somehow. Well, I woke up this morning, all my shoes and clothes. I was broke and hungry, walked out of door. I walked down the street, tried to tip my hat. Some woman wanted to know, what tramp is that? Was me and my dog. We don't have no friends right now. Woman, I love you like a queen. Boy, but I'll get along somehow. Yes, yes. Tried to help you, woman, could not help yourself. Bought you two or three dresses, helping someone else. Well, me and my dog, we don't have no friends right now. Woman, I love you like a queen, boy, but I get along somehow.
Brownie McGee, right there for you, singing, playing his guitar. On Washboard, his friend Red Washington. And one McGee wrote called Me and My Dog Blues for OK 78 Records, 1940. Brownie McGee. Here's Red Nichols and his Five Pennies. Thank you.
you hardly do if you hardly been born. Do you hardly do if you hardly been born. Do you hardly do if you hardly been born. Do you hardly to leave my happy home. Don't ever drive a stranger from your door. Don't ever drive a stranger from your door. Don't ever drive a stranger from your door. You surely reap just what you sow. There's many a poor girl left from home. There's many a poor girl left from home. There's many a poor girl left from home. But you can't turn out like mine. You passed my door and you wouldn't come in. You passed my door and you wouldn't come in. You passed my door and you would not come in. Oh, you see what there is.
Couple of them for you. Red Nichols and His Five Pennies, 1927 for Brunswick, and one they call Mean Dog Blues. That beautiful bass saxophone in there was Adrian Rollini. Miff Mole on trombone, Jimmy Dorsey alto and clarinet, Arthur Schutt on piano, Eddie Lang guitar, and Vic Burton playing the tympanic membrane. Right there, Red Nichols and His Five Pennies, Mean Dog Blues, followed by Ava Parker in Chicago, 1928, with a mixed chorus behind her and a classic Careless Love for Victor Records. Here's Duke Ellington now, under the pseudonym Six Jolly Jesters for Vocalion Records. This is one Ellington calls Oklahoma Stomp. It's really a reworking of one of his first compositions, called Soda Fountain Rag. It features on trumpet a beautiful solo by Cootie Williams, and on guitar, guest guitarist Teddy Bunn. Six Jolly Jesters, Duke Ellington, 1929.
Thank you. matter what you've seen, you'll never frown on baby Brown, that neat, sweet Georgia queen. She's sure some jolly friend, sir, and just past 17. There's none in town like baby Brown, that neat, sweet Georgia queen. Cute and pert and got that certain thing, you know the rest. Can't help flirting, makes that curtain ring down on the bell. She's always bound to win, sir. I'm saying just what I mean. My money's down on that baby Brown, that neat, sweet Georgia queen. Yeah! Kick me on out there now. Yeah!
Six Jolly Jesters, better known as Duke Ellington, 1929, Oklahoma Stomp, and Fats Waller and His Rhythm, 1935, for Victor, and one that his friend Alex Hill wrote called Baby Brown, and some fine trumpet work in there by Bill Coleman, Fats Waller and His Rhythm, and Six Jolly Jesters, Duke Ellington. This is 88.5 KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle, NPR News, and all that jazz, a service of Pacific Lutheran University. And this program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and it's my pleasure to be with you on Sunday afternoons. Let me poke a button here, move it on to the next item. On October 1st, 1940, Ellington's band was in Chicago for Victor Records, and Ellington and his star bass player, Jimmy Blanton, got together and did two records, four sides, that day, and we're going to hear them. Sophisticated Lady, Pitter Panther Patter, Body and Soul, and Mr. J.B. Blues.
Thank you. Thank you.
duets. Tough they are in this art. And those were the four sides, the two records for Victor, that Duke Ellington and Jimmy Blanton did in Chicago the 1st of October, 1940. We heard Sophisticated Lady, Pitter, Panther, Patter, Body and Soul, and Mr. J.B. Blues, all of them by Ellington except for Body and Soul, of course, written by Johnny Green. And, you know, when you have a big band, you can, some things can get hidden a bit, I think. But solo and duet, trios and those that you're right out there in the suit God gave you. Duke Ellington and Jimmy Blanton. Beautiful stuff. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU NPR News and all that jazz. And support for KPLU comes from you and
Act Theater. The 2005 season is beginning, featuring contemporary classics of the modern stage. Subscriptions available now by calling 292-7676 or online at acttheater.org. Great stories told well.
Lionel Hampton, the great vibraphonist, started, I believe, as a drummer in Los Angeles, playing in Louis Armstrong's band at the Cotton Club West out in Culver City, which is all part of Los Angeles now. And at the same time was playing for a smaller band, a really brilliant band, called Paul Howard's Quality Serenaders, Howard being a saxophonist, in Los Angeles, April 1929. Hampton plays the drums here and sings Moonlight Blues, and then we'll hear one called The Ramble. In this band, the cornet player is gorgeous. His name is George Orndorff. The trombone player would soon to be a star with Ellington is Lawrence Brown. Harvey Brooks on the piano, well-known composer. Thomas Valentine banjo, James Jackson on bass, and Hamp on the drums. Lionel Hampton with Paul Howard's Quality Serenaders, Los Angeles, 1929, Moonlight Blues with a vocal by Hamp, and The Ramble.
Bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop
Howard's Quality Serenaders. Now, you think about that name, and you listen to what you just heard to something else. You've got somebody play waltzes or something. Anyway, what a band. Moonlight Blues and The Ramble for Victor Records in Los Angeles, April 1929. Lionel Hampton in there playing drums, singing on the first one. Lawrence Brown's beautiful trombone. Charlie Lawrence and his clarinet. Howard on his baritone saxophone, Harvey Brooks piano, George Orendorf on cornet, Thomas Valentine banjo, James Jackson tuba, and as I said, Hamp, lifting everything as a drummer there. As I said, he'd worked with Armstrong, same time, I think, out at Frank Sebastian's club when Louis came from the East Coast to the West Coast and set everything up there. Must have been something to hear. As that is, Paul Howard's Quality Serenaders. That is something. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU NPR News and all that jazz, and support for KPLU comes from you and... Well, that was Lionel Hampton's sound in 1929, and now let's hear him in 1937. After he'd been with Goodman for a while, he did some records for Victor on his own band. He's going to play drums in the first one, and in the second he'll play vibes, his regular instrument of the time, and sing for you. Here's Lionel Hampton, 1937.
your feet on the sunny side of the street. Don't you hear that pitter-pat and that happy tune at your doorstep? Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. Now I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid, babe. It's over, body-a-dee-dee-foo, lady die. If I never had a cent, I'd be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Lionel Hampton, his band, 1937, he made many, many sides for Victor Records. I Know That You Know, written by Vincent Newman, and On the Sunny Side of the Street by Jimmy McHugh and Dorothy Fields, with Hamp singing for you there. In the band, Buster Bailey clarinet, Johnny Hodges on alto saxophone, Jess Stacy piano, the great Alan Roos on guitar, John Kirby bass, Cozy Cole on drums, except for I Know That You Know, where Hamp played the drum, and Hamp on vibes. Lionel Hampton, 1937. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and I'm here Sundays with you from 3 to 6. I'm very happy to be here. Program's been going along since July 1982, and it's a pleasure to get calls from you and people asking lots of requests and wanting to know where to get that and how to do what and all of it. And it's really gratifying also that the demographics, that is, that study of who listens and how old you are and all that, how tall you are, say that there's a great increase, in the young set, that is, from teens on to the age of 30, something like that. And that's great. They haven't heard this. They don't know what it is. It's not rap, and it's not something else. But it touches them, and I think that's what art does. It doesn't make any difference what it was done or how old you are. It comes to you, if it's meant to be. I said, I promised that we'd go back to New York, and an on-the-job with Duke Ellington. We're going to do that now from the 400 restaurant in New York City. 1945, Duke Ellington.
Coast to coast, the music of Duke Ellington and his orchestra coming to you from the bandstand of the famous 400 restaurant on Fifth Avenue at 43rd Street in New York City. Now, just exactly 2 weeks ago when the Blue inaugurated the series of Afternoon with the Duke here at the 400 restaurant, at this period he played for you his beautiful Perfume Suite, which had done in concert all over the United States. And now this afternoon, at the same period, we're going to give you something in that same category, something just as pretty and just as famous. It is his famous excerpts, rather, from his famous Black, Brown, and Beige Suite. And incidentally, since the Duke wrote it, arranged it, I should think that he would know more about it than I, so I'm going to call him over from the piano and ask him to say a word to you just in explanation as to just what it is. Duke?
Thank you. Our next period will be filled with excerpts from Black, Brown, and Beige. These are the principal themes from our tone parallel to the history of the American Negro. The first is a West Indian dance.
Thank you.
That's the West Indian dance of the Black, Brown, and Bay Suite. Now number two is just plain the blues and vocal by Marie.
Crying, feel most like dying. nothing. The blues ain't the blues.
Marie singing the blues, and Al Sears with his tenor saxophone. Number third movement in this black, brown, and beige is Emancipation Celebration. And the fourth and last movement in the three B's is that cloud on Sugar Hill overlooking New York City. It's called Sugar Hill Penthouse. All right, Duke.
have four movements of Duke Ellington's famous Black, Brown, and Beige Suite. In the order named, we heard West Indian Dance, Blues, Emancipation Celebration, and Sugar Hill Penthouse. Incidentally, friends, it may interest you to know that this entire program is being recorded by the United States Army for rebroadcast overseas to all of our servicemen in the form of V records.
Listening to Duke Ellington at the 400 Restaurant, 1945 in New York. I'd like to take a break from that and say that you're listening to 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. And support for KPLU comes from you and... Thank you.
back and listen, and did you hear that? Well, here's something else that's typically Ellington. Rex Stewart with his trumpet is going to give us a little tonal pantomime, and it's called Frantic Fantasy. Thank you. lightning fingerwork and a little expert triple tonguing by Rex Stewart and his trumpet. And that was Frantic Fantasy. And now, it don't mean a thing, says Ray Nance and Taft Jordan.
Mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. Don't mean a thing, all you gotta do is swing. Makes no difference if it's sweet or hot. If that fiddle, everything you got. Don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing.
From New York City, 1945, at the 400 restaurant there, on the job with Duke Ellington and his orchestra. This is 88.5 KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle, NPR News and All That Jazz, a service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there.